Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast. I hope everybody is doing super good today. I hope you guys had a great Monday. I hope you guys have great weeks, and I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Now, with that being said, I want to preface this whole podcast by saying that I am a huge Brendan Schaub fan, okay? If you've listened to any of the podcasts before, you know that I'm a big supporter of his, and I wish nothing but the best for him. With that being said, there's been a couple things happening lately that I do not agree with, so we'll get into that, we'll get into some other stuff, so let's do this. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing good. It's about 6 o'clock, drinking my, let's say, fifth cup of coffee today. Yeah, it's one of those days, people. Start the new job tomorrow. I'm excited, nervous, scared, worried, you know, all that pre-job bullshit. You get that with everything, though. Anytime you start something new and it gets you out of your normal rhythm, I think it's normal to have those feelings. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little meditation later. I don't freaking know. What did I do today? Today, I feel like I was busy all freaking day. I woke up real early. Did a bunch of running around. Oh, I went to this pizza place today. So I was doing my running around and it was like 2:33 and I hadn't eaten by then. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm freaking starving cause I'm thick like a peanut butter milkshake. So I pulled into this plaza to see if there was anything that I could go to get. Saw a little tiny pizza place, you know. I love pizza. I'm a thick. So I went to the pizza place. I said, was going to just get like a small cheese pizza or some mozzarella sticks, whatever. But I saw that they had pizza by the slice. And I don't know what it is about pizza by the slice, but I feel like more inclined to buy that for whatever reason. So I got a cheese, a pepperoni, and a Diet Pepsi because, you know, I'm trying to stay healthy, right? We don't want to get regular pop, especially with all that pizza. So, ordered this, went into my car, you know, thought I would do a little food review. Because, why not? It's fun, you know? Documenting stuff is fun. And I feel like when you have more stuff going on, it's harder to be focused about negative things in your life. So, like, I have like 3 Instagrams. I have my normal one. I have one that I post my Pokemon cards on, which I know I'm a grown ass man, but like I'm trying to sell them as well, so whatever. And then I have one that I just made for food reviews. So posted on there, posted this video on YouTube of the food review. Gotta tell ya, I was starving. And this pizza was awful. It was like they left this pizza in one of those heaters for a day and a half. It was like the bread, like the dough was stale. I don't know. I feel like I was eating prison pizza, if that was a thing. If prisoners get pizza, I would assume that it tastes the way that this one did. And it bummed me out because it was this little tiny shop. And I did like the review in my car with my phone and I was wanting it to be good so bad and it was not good at all. And that was a bummer. It really was. The is bigger bummer of what I wanted to talk about on this podcast. And again, man, I want to, before I say it, I want to say that, like, I'm a big Brendan Schaub fan, and you guys know this. And I feel like I'm, I feel almost as if I'm double-crossing a friend, which doesn't make any sense, because he doesn't even know who I am. But it's, I feel like a little bit scuzzy about it, if that's even a word. It felt like the right way to describe how I feel, though. So yeah, I'm a big Schaub fan. But every time I go on one of his one of his things, I see people hating on him. I didn't understand it at first, and then I saw this hashtag pop up. All right, it's Snitch Stream Schaub, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Well, I clicked the link, and if you're a Schaub fan and you listen to either The Fighter and the Kid or this past time he was on Rogan, lately he's been talking a lot about streaming UFC fights because of the way that the ESPN deal is set up. He said it was hard to find the way to, like, you know, watch the fights the regular way, so he said he's been streaming them. Now, The Fighter and the Kid is, whether you want to admit it or not, an enormous podcast, okay? Gets, I'd say, at the very least, 250,000 downloads per episode, right? Rogan's podcast, even bigger, right? He estimated that he at least gets 1 million downloads per episode. So, when Schaub goes on those podcasts, those big platforms, and talks about how he's illegally streaming these UFC fights on through Reddit, guess what? The subreddit where you were able to watch the fights was deleted. Now, I don't know if Reddit did this. I don't know if the government made Reddit do this. I don't know if the UFC got involved and said that this needs to be stopped immediately. But the reason this got brought down is because of Schaub going on these huge fucking platforms and talking about it. What the fuck, man? Rule number one of illegal streaming, you don't go on an enormous platform and brag about it. You fucked it up for everyone. And again, I like him. I know there's a lot of people that don't like him. It's hard. I can't defend him for this one. Some people are probably saying, oh, he's doing the right thing, you should be paying for it. But there's so many people that stream these fights through Reddit. And I'm sure there's another way to do it. But it's the fact that he directly, his comments directly got this pulled down because he was going on enormous platforms and trying to make people laugh by saying that he's been streaming these, even though no one's laughing. Everybody, when he says that, cringes because they're like, oh, what the fuck are you doing, man? Come on, you know? There's some other stuff too. I don't want to get into it, but I feel like if I shit on everyone, I can't not shit on the people that I enjoy when they do something wrong. Now, on Rotten Tomatoes, the audience scored his approval rating of his, you'd be surprised, as a 9%, which is, I think, unfair. IMDb, this is over 1,000 votes, 3 stars out of 10. Again, I think that's unfair, because the thing about Schaub is he's been in comedy for 3 to 4 years, and, you know, most comics are grinding for at least, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, 10 years before they get a special, which is another thing that's easy to hate on him for, which I don't understand this part, is that he had, you know, friends in high places and used that to boost his fame, I guess, his popularity. You know, it's a popular kid becoming friends with more popular people and boosting his cred, basically, is what that is. I don't see a problem with that. I know there's a lot of people that do. I don't understand that one. I think that's a lot of people just hating, because I actually enjoy the fact that we're seeing someone grow through comedy. Instead of seeing the end product, we're seeing the good, the bad, the ugly, you know? And then hopefully that turns into him being a killer stand-up. I think I enjoy his comedy. I mean, there's definitely guys that are better, but I enjoy it. You know, he doesn't have to be your favorite for you to enjoy it. He's one of my favorite like podcast personalities, but not my favorite comedian, if that makes sense. So, like, the 3 stars on IMDb and the 9% tomato rating, I think that's a lot of people hating on the fame that he got so quickly. And I don't think people want to see someone succeed that fast. You know, they want you to struggle. They don't think it's fair that someone got that big that fast. Which, I mean, you can have that opinion, you know? People can have whatever opinion they want. People have opinions of me. It's whatever. You can't change that. 2 of the comments on IMDb. One of them says, "This special will go down as one of the biggest mistakes in the history of comedy." Now, I think that's harsh. Very harsh. I think, and I'm also a Kevin Hart fan, but seeing his shit every time, I think that's a mistake. Seeing the same, because his comedy is kind of, I mean, I think he's one of the hardest working people with, like, his schedule, but his comedy, it's good for a little while, and then it gets old. Rogan, I think you have to, I don't think Rogan's for everyone either. He's for me, obviously, but I don't think he's for everyone. There's a couple people that I just don't think are for everyone, so I don't think that that's a fair review of it. And also, who the fuck leaves reviews on shit, like writes it out? You can rate it, but who writes a review? That's a special kind of weirdo. Like, you're not a film critic, you're just the audience. but, like, I think that's unfair. Biggest mistakes in the history of comedy? Amy Schumer's not for me. Okay, so when I see how big she is, I guess I'm like, I don't understand it. There's a couple comedians. I don't want to just go bad on every comedian, but, like, Amy Schumer is one of the ones that one doesn't make sense to me, that she got so big, whatever, but, what's another one? Let's see. You can't buy yourself out of this one. Part owner of Full Spectrum CBD by bribing people with a 50% off coupon for giving his special a good review. All right, now if you don't know what this means, Schaub is sponsored by Pure Spectrum, which is a CBD oil company that he claims he uses and his whole family uses, which, I mean, that's fine, you know? If that's really the stuff that he's using, there's no problem with that, with promoting that. If it's working for you and you guys came to a deal, that's no problem with that. But what was happening was the people that were signed up for the Pure Spectrum newsletter, like the email, they were getting emails from the CEO. It was a spam, but it was the CEO that typed this out saying, so fucking weird, if you leave Brendan Schaub a good review, they would give you half off of their CBD oil. Now, I don't think this is that big of a deal as well. I know a lot of people have a real problem with this, and I get it. You know, I do. Basically, they're paying for good reviews. On Brendan's side of this, I don't. If somebody were to say, if I was with a company, this is what I'm trying to say. If I was with a company and that company blasted out an email and said, we'll give you half off if you rate his podcast a really good, like leave it a good review, why would I ever say don't send that? If it's going to help me, why would I not do that? Now, if he was like, if you don't send this out, then I don't want to work with you, that's a little bit fucked up. But, and like I said, I get why people are upset about this, because it is kind of fucked up. I mean, it's to me it's not, but I get why it would be. Paying for good reviews of a special, you know, it's honey dicking people, which he always claims he's not. He always says, I wouldn't honey dick you guys, you know, which, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in the special that he lied about or exaggerated, which if you really care, you could go look that up. You could just look up. I mean, you can Google all the stuff that Schaub lied about in his special, and I'm sure you'll see it. I don't know. Some of it's stupid, but some of it's like, why even lie about that? The other thing is not only lying in his special, but just going back on stuff all the time. And like, I don't know if you guys have listened to him on Rogan or if you even care about this or not, but one of the things I noticed that irritates me a little bit is anytime Rogan brings up ad time. So anytime, you know, Rogan, if you've listened to his podcast, he does all of his ads in the beginning and at the end. There's nothing in the middle because it's going to break up the conversation. Now, if you've ever heard him and Schaub talk about this, Schaub is constantly saying how that's how they do it too. He says, we don't put our ads in the middle either. But if you've listened to The Fighter and the Kid, they have two commercial breaks in the middle of the fucking podcast. And that's like, why even lie about that? That kind of shit doesn't make sense to me. Like, what is the point of not telling the truth about your ads? Just because Rogan doesn't think that it's a good idea? It's odd to me. It doesn't piss me off, but it's odd. Right? And then the other thing. Let me find this if he didn't delete it. Before the The boxing fight that just happened. Who was it? It was Anthony Joshua and what is it, Ruiz or something? Let me go to his Twitter so I can read you the exact tweet. Well, originally he said in this fight that Anthony Joshua should knock out Andy Ruiz, right? Ruiz? Yeah, he said he should knock him out within the first round, okay? After the fight, Stephen A. Smith tweeted, "Oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe this shit. Anthony Joshua, holder of 3 belts, gets TKO'd by Butterbean, .. I mean, some dude named Andy Ruiz Jr. What a damn disgrace. Joshua looked completely gassed, more fatigued than hurt. Now, how in the hell did you let this happen? How?" Now, the Butterbean joke is stupid, but you know I hate Stephen A. Smith as much as the next guy, but he's not wrong on this, okay? Went back and watched it, and he's not wrong on this. And remember, Schaub said originally that Ruiz should be knocked out in the first round. He quote tweeted Stephen A. Smith and said, "You realize," and tagged Ruiz, "was a former Olympian, 110 amateur fights, losing only 5, and only professional loss was to Joseph Parker, NZ Monster, via decision. Joshua didn't lose to some talentless clown. Don't let the thickness fool you."
Joshua's gonna fight.
This is what he said.
"Even though he's 27-1, sure, he's a tougher opponent than Fury or Joshua's gonna fight in the next coming weeks. Not even close. Brazil would beat both the guys they're fighting the first round easily. Even though he's 27-1.
Basically just said that it's just it's just so annoying. Like, why? You can't talk shit about somebody. It's like, dude, that's like all the people that talk shit about Schaub going back and being like, "You realize that he was a UFC fighter, then went to comedy and was killing it in the podcast game as well." It's like, what do you, but you just were leaving bad comments on his IMDb, and you weren't getting the 50% off the Pure Spectrum CBD oil. What are you doing? Again, the only thing that actually pisses me off is that he, I don't know if you guys can hear that dog, which pisses me off. The only thing that actually upset me was the snitching thing. Like, what the fuck, man? That he just ruined it for everyone. Which is so frustrating. It is, man, because, you know, sometimes you gotta stream a fight. You gotta stream a fight. Not every pay-per-view is worth paying for. You feel me? And now, he blew it. He fucking blew it for us, man. It's a bummer. It's a real bummer. Anyway. Let's get on a better note. How annoying are this happened to me 2 days in a row. People who order like so much shit at the drive-thru. You know, if you order that much shit, just go inside. And now you're holding up the line, you're an asshole. If your order at a drive-thru is going to be over, no, not 20. If it's over $30, go inside. because you're just being a dick. Like, I went to, or these people, if you're very picky about your stuff, also, go inside. I went to Starbucks, as I always do, because I'm basic, and the guy in front of me got his, they handed him his coffee, he pulled it in, reached it back out, and I said, oh, they fucked up his order. I hear him, like, talking back and forth. 5 minutes goes by. They hand him a coffee. He hands it back again, a second time. I'm like, what is happening right now? I've been in line for 10 minutes now. They hand him his coffee. He does it a third time. My blood was boiling. Hey, if you're gonna be that picky about your coffee, go inside. I honked at this guy and threw my arms up like, what the fuck, man? And he just was like, giving me, you know, that like, that wave, like, my bad, one of those. But it was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? If you know you're that picky of a person and there's people behind you, go inside the fucking store if you're going to have them remake your coffee three times, four times. Well, remake it three times plus the original one. They're making four coffees at this point. It's too much, simply too much. After the second one, take it, leave them a bad review. Then the other day, Jenna and I went to fucking Panera, and this person in front of us at Panera, I don't know what they ordered, if it was the whole menu, or if it was fresh bagels that they had to make all the dough, and then whatever they do to, what the fuck do they do to those, boil them, deep fry them, whatever. It took probably 15 minutes. And then the car in front of us, this was two cars in front of us, the car in front of us parked their car and then like couldn't get it out of park. And it was just, people like that simply are dumb. Technically, they're dumb. And there's no place for them in a drive-thru line. And it infuriates me. Almost as bad as Brennan Schaub snitching on the fucking Reddit streams and blowing it for all of us. You know, there's like probably, there's 12 pay-per-views a year. I'd say four of them are worth buying. Those other ones, I still want to see them. You know? And I want to see them in real time, and I want to watch them with other fight fans. It's a big community we had there on Reddit. That subreddit of UFC streams, when you find the one that works and you don't have to put a credit card in. Oh, was there any better feeling? Oh, some of them were in such HD that it was like, why did I ever waste my money on a UFC event? You know? Oh, my goodness. Schaub, you fucked us, man. You fucked us. Again, I don't want to keep going back to the dark place. So, I know what we could talk about. Armchair Expert today with the one with Dax Shepard, probably my favorite podcast right now. I'm obsessed with this show, and he gets great guests on that like other guys aren't getting on. Today he had Will Ferrell on, and Will Ferrell was talking about when he first told his dad that he wanted to do comedy, that he wanted to be a comedian. And his dad's advice to him was, he said that he basically told him, you know, if it's based on, if this whole industry was based on talent, that he had no doubt that Will Ferrell would have made it okay? He said, you have something here. But so much of this industry is based on luck. Like, luck is a ton of it. So the advice that he gave him was, if you're going to do comedy, give yourself permission to quit before you do it. Basically saying, you know, you're not a failure if this doesn't work out. You'll just have to figure something else out. Which is so incredible of Will Ferrell's dad, you know. It's incredible because to have that support system that so many of us lack, right? Like, imagine if your parents told you and you told them whatever your dream was, right? You wanted to be a baseball player. They said, yeah, you know, try. Like, what if they said, try it, but if it doesn't work out, you know, there's another option that's going to work out for you, right? There's so many people that are like, they tell their parents or their husband or wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. They tell them, you know, that they want to do something. And that support, that quote unquote support system's advice to them is, yeah, you know, but we need to find something that's realistic. You know, what the fuck kind of advice is that? Let's be realistic. Oh, so you want me to give up on my dreams because it's going to be hard? That's what they're telling you. They're saying give up on your dreams because they don't want to wait if it doesn't work. And if you have that negativity in your life, you need to get rid of it. Because someone is your family, and a lot of that is them being scared for you. So, you know, you could tell that person, like, you don't have to be scared. I know this is going to be hard and it might not work out, but you don't have to be scared for me. They either don't want to see you fail, or they're so scared that they didn't go after their dreams, or beaten up about not going after their dreams. They don't want to see somebody else go after theirs. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people out there like that, that gave up on their dreams a long time ago. And anytime somebody talks about it, they just want to shit on it. You know? It's like, what's the one saying? It's like, first they'll ask you why you're doing it, and then they'll ask you how they did it, or how you did it, whatever. You know, there's just so many people. The Thoreau quote of most men live lives of quiet desperation is so unbelievably true, right? There's so many guys that work a 9-to-5 or what, some shitty sales job selling shit that they don't care about, or working for some boss that they fucking can't stand seeing every day or talking to, and they bottle it up and bottle it up and bottle it up, and they just wait and wait and wait till they can get that retirement money and then go off into the sunset. And it's like, dude, you might as well just fucking lay down and die there. What kind of life are you living if you hate your life and you're just waiting to be 65 so you can retire? That is a life of misery. No fucking thanks, man. And basically what I'm trying to say is, like, if you are in a shitty job and you're not happy, but you need that money, okay? So this is for people that aren't right out of college or in high school, that can't devote all their every hour to whatever craft it is. If you're in a job that you don't want to be in, any time that you're not at that job needs to be spent devising a plan to get out of it. Because it's not late. You're not too late. All right? It could still happen. You just stop waiting on it. Okay? Stop thinking that, like, something's going to come up that's going to be better. Don't fucking wait for something to come. Go after it. Go attack that plan. Go make a plan, attack it, and if that scares you, maybe you don't want it as much as you thought you did. And I'm still trying to figure my plan out, you know? I mean, I'm taking the right steps, but I'm not there yet by any means. I don't know. I just, sometimes I think I say things on here to fire myself up. So some of the shit that I say on here, you don't have to listen to it. Some of the shit I'm saying on here is, a lot of the stuff is for entertainment, but some of the stuff, you know, it's for me. And if you listen to it, that's even better, because the whole point of this podcast is, you know, I started this podcast because I listened to podcasts all day long. Like, I barely even listen to music anymore. It's audiobooks or podcasts. And the way that the podcasts made me feel, that's more of the reason why I started doing my own, is because I've said this before, but, like, if I could help anybody else get out of their head for a little bit, that's what I'm doing this for. And the podcast community is awesome. The podcast is also, like, helped me reach out to so many people and talk to people that otherwise probably wouldn't give me the time of day, you know? Which is, I mean, fucked up in its own way, but, like, I like having cool conversations with cool people. You guys know that. I don't know, man. Sometimes I don't know. I just, like, I see some episodes, they get, like, awesome reviews and awesome, downloads and shit. And then some episodes just don't. And it's so inconsistent. And it stresses me the fuck out. Because I don't know. I ask you guys to tell me what you want to hear about so that I can make the podcast better, but I don't get any feedback. But I see that it's getting downloads. I see it's getting plays. So I don't know how to break that barrier and, like, get feedback from you guys. Every now and then I'll get a message, you know? I'll get messages from friends, or there's a couple of people that message me every now and then saying, like, oh, yeah, it was a great podcast, whatever. But, And that actually, it, every now and then when I get those, then I'm like, oh, that's why I'm doing this, you know? When I get those messages about, like, that the podcast, they enjoyed one of them, that's the reason I'm doing it. It might be an ego boost. We're all fishing for that little fucking compliment every now and then. Subconsciously, maybe, who knows? But they do feel good when I hear that you guys enjoy them. And like I said, I don't know how to break that barrier of getting feedback and growing it. Oh, excuse me. Of growing the podcast more. So, like, if anybody has any advice on growing the podcast, for sure let me know, because that would be super, super appreciated. Whew. I think we can end it on that one. I don't know what kind of music you guys want to listen to on the way out. Shit, man, I got something in my throat. We're going to go out with the new Wolfie song, actually. This one's Voices. I appreciate you guys so much for fucking listening to me talk for a half hour every now and then. You guys are the best. I'm so grateful that people listen to me. And until next time, everybody. Voices in my head. Peace. Voices in my head.
Tell me, girl, you tell me the facts. You sell me, girl, you sell me the text. We keep on changing the subject. Escalation is raised to the max. Simple, I forget why I asked you no. Stick to the facts, so factual. But you bouncing around like a basketball. I'm infatuated with the thought. Sparks interest, but I get that a lot. On the rocks, in a national girl with an attitude that can only come from a pops. Kiss of the dragon, best of the worst. Too much to handle, weight on a nerve. Thoughts that tell me, the same thoughts that curse and jinx me. I struggle with sis and can't. Keep telling me no. When your voice is in my bed, you telling me go. All these voices on my left. Choice and you'll be mine by the end of the night. All these voices in my head. 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 Baby, yeah, you're so damn fine. Moving so religious when you cross my mind, oh. Baby, yeah, you on my mind. You can have it all, don't wanna waste no time, no. Well, I see when she moves, she two different way. Not like the rest of them gal in the bay. Gemini move like a Libra today. Switch up, I dip and I'm gone, MIA. Mama mia, mia, make me wanna sing like E-I-E-I. Man up like Eli, E-I. We should say what's up in the VIP, in the location, I'm gone, I'm like Sia. She a bad bunny, I'm not talking Mia. Just like she Mia, I never could leave her. One in a million, she my Aaliyah. Keep telling me no. When your voice is in my bed, you